You know, we've been through this before. I remember when ethanol was a fledgling business and we called it gasohol, and we've come a long way from there. And every step along the way, big oil has had some reason why not ethanol, because they don't control it. That's the bottom line. Remember MTBE? They fooled the people on the East Coast and the West Coast while we in the Midwest were using ethanol as an octane enhancer and an oxygenating agent, and it worked great for us. But they polluted the groundwater in California and the East Coast until it was finally banned. And they said, oh no, you can't replace MTBE with ethanol, but we've proven them wrong. And now we need to go to a higher level of blends. It's great to be here with this group that understands how important this is to the environment, to the economy, to jobs, to farm income. This is critically important to our continued and sustained growth and economic opportunity here in this agricultural heartland of America. This Renewable Fuel Summit is a great opportunity for us to get the latest information and to be recharged for this continued and important fight. I saw many of you last week at our public hearing in Des Moines on the EPA's proposal to damage the renewable fuel standard. And you know, it was a great hearing. It went on for 8.5 straight hours. I think there were 85 presenters. All but two of them were supportive of ethanol and biodiesel, renewable fuels. Attendees traveled from all across the Midwest, many spending hours in cars or even flying in at the airport, and we heard strong and consistent and robust support for the renewable fuel standard and for what it's done for communities and states throughout this region. We had elected officials, including the Lieutenant Governor from Indiana, a number of agriculture commissioners, I think we had 7 or 8 states represented. We had university researchers, especially Iowa State, that did some great work. We had economic development professionals from throughout the Midwest. And we had people that have put their sweat and tears into this industry, farmers, and people that work in the plants that have sprung up throughout our region. We know very well that the strength of Iowa agriculture was built on the backs and the hard work of Iowa farmers, and that the biofuels that our industry has been built on the backs of the hard work of the people that work in all of these ethanol and biodiesel plants we have. Now the EPA wants to turn its back on the people who have made this industry strong and have rebuilt this agricultural economy. Look at what's gone on in this country. We had one of the, I'd say, the slowest recovery since World War II. But what's been the exception? It's here in the Midwest. Well, you heard about North Dakota. They've got both agriculture and oil. But I can tell you, Governor Dugard and both senators from North Dakota are strong advocates for the renewable fuel standard because they know how important it is. And they're not going to just solely rely on that oil that they have in western North Dakota. And I think you can see that throughout this region. We must stand together and promote this homegrown fuel. We must continue to fight against our country's addiction to foreign oil. We paid a deep price for that. In terms of dollars and lives, there are so many benefits that flow from renewable fuel standard and the use of biofuels, including the high-paying, rewarding careers that we see that have sprung up across our state and throughout our region. Giving consumers more choice at the pump, including lower prices for ethanol and biodiesel. And I can tell you, just look at the price we're paying in Iowa compared to other states that don't have the choice. They're paying a lot more for their fuel than we are because we have the choice and we have renewable fuels. We have lower emission of harmful things into the environment. We've seen economic benefits in many Iowa communities where good-paying jobs, and it's helped revitalize the economies. The EPA proposal on the renewable fuel standard would have a devastating effect. I was governor during the farm crisis of the 80s. I do not want to revisit that era. Just think of it. I remember when land values dropped 63% and we closed 38 banks because we didn't have a market for what we produce. Since the EPA proposal was released, we've shared our strong opposition to it. And I've talked to several Midwestern governors and senators, and I was one of the few, more than a few of us, I guess, that went from the Midwest to Arlington, Virginia to testify. And you know what? Hear me tell you what was really interesting about that meeting. Big Oil had hired a bunch of kids to ride bicycles and to wear T-shirts. But when I got up and I gave my presentation, a lot of them cheered for our point of view. They weren't there because they believed in Big Oil's lies. They were hired and paid to be there. That's what we're up against. We're up against Big Oil and Big Oil's money. But they don't have the passion. They don't have the commitment. They've not invested personally like I have and that you have and so many people here have in this renewable fuel industry. I remember when in Iowa, we were totally dependent on energy coming in from outside the state. Look where we are today. We produce more ethanol than we consume in gasoline. And obviously, we're the leader in ethanol and biodiesel, and of course, we're making great progress in wind energy as well. I was one of several Midwesterners that went to testify at that hearing in Arlington, Virginia. But I thought, you know, they ought to have a hearing here in the heartland, at Ground Zero. Well, this is really important. And we made a very reasonable request. And when they denied it, we decided we'd have our own hearing. And I was so proud to see the way people came out and the enthusiasm and the commitment and the support. And I believe that message is getting transmitted back to Washington, D.C. They may be tone deaf, but I believe if we continue, and obviously today's the deadline, so if you haven't gotten your comments in, get them in today. I talked to a group of FFA students yesterday, and I said, this is your future. Every one of you needs to make a comment on why the RFS is important. Because I see it at Iowa State University. We have record enrollment in agriculture at Iowa State University. We have kids that are coming back to the farm in rural communities because there are jobs and there are opportunities and they can see a career there. We do not need to see that all taken away from us. We've had a bipartisan group of governors that joined me in sending a letter to the EPA that this would be a huge mistake. The Iowa legislature, I'm really proud to say this, in the condition of the state address, I asked them to pass a resolution right up front supporting a robust RFS. It passed the House and the Senate without a single dissenting vote. I think that sends a strong message from this state. We also had a great rally at Lincoln Way Ethanol Plant in Nevada. And cold day, maybe not quite as cold as today, but it was cold. And we had a lot of people come out, and we stood right in front of a big pile of DDGs. And, you know, that's the other big lie. They try to say food versus fuel. And that all this creating it, well, you know, this byproduct, DDGs, is higher in protein and it's better cattle feed than just feeding them corn. We in Iowa and in the Midwest know that. The people on the East Coast and the West Coast, they don't even know where their food comes from, let alone that when we're making fuel, we're also making great cattle feed, and it's an important food product as well. So there's a real, we got, and Senator Grassley said at that rally we had at Lincoln Way, we're fighting ignorance, and we got to fight it with facts and knowledge and the personal experience, and we need to let people know how important this is. But I want you to know, I think it's an encouraging sign when you see, I believe the momentum is with us. I think as more and more people become aware and knowledgeable about this issue, that we have a real chance to turn this around. I called Senator Dick Durbin. We don't agree on a lot of things. He's from Illinois, and I don't agree with Illinois on hardly anything. But we do have in common that we are major corn and soybean producing states, and ethanol is important. And I had a very good conversation with him, and he is supportive, and I know that he and a whole bipartisan group of senators have met with Gina McCarthy and given her the same message that we did. And I had a tremendous telephone conversation with the governor of Minnesota, Governor Dayton, and with Senator Amy Klobuchar, and she has been just a great ally on this issue. And so we do have, I think, some really good support on both sides of the aisle on this issue. These efforts show the tremendous importance that the renewable fuel standard has to our nation's agriculture and biofuels industry, and how the EPA proposal would damage farm income, would cost thousands of jobs, and would reverse this economic revitalization that we're seeing all across rural America. As Iowans, we know the EPA proposal would hurt our 41 ethanol plants, our 13 biodiesel plants, and all the communities that they're located in, and the cost is about 43,000 jobs. That's thousands of families who would face undue financial hardship and stress. Having faced the farm crisis of the 80s, I do not want to return to that. You know, 2012, Big Oil's message was, well, the reason why food prices are so high is because we have $8 corn. We've seen corn go from $8 to $4. What's happened to the price of food? It has not gone down. It's gone up. Iowa State University estimates this proposal would drive the price of corn below the cost of production. And with that, we see land values dropping. We see the demand for farm machinery going down. And we see a loss all across Main Street, small town America. As governor of Iowa, who was governor during the farm crisis of the 80s, a time of incredible hardship and stress on not only farm families, but rural communities, we do not want to revisit that. I will never, ever forget the challenges that we endured during those times and how hard we worked to come back and rebuild this economy and how renewable fuels has played an important role in that. And you know, probably the best years we've had has been since the renewable fuel standard was passed in 2005 and strengthened in 2007. We must continue to work together. We must not forget the lessons of the past, and we must be united in this effort. It's time that the EPA use common sense and reverse its ill-advised proposed rule that weakens renewable fuel standards. Of all the policies coming out of the federal government in the last decade, the RFS is probably the best thing they've ever done. They don't do much, but this is one thing they've done right. I urge President Obama, Administrator Gina McCarthy, and the EPA to listen to the people of Iowa and the American heartland and continue to support a robust and strong renewable fuel standards as they always have in the past. I want to thank all of you for your support for this homegrown Iowa biofuels industry. I'm proud to be an advocate for it, because it is important to this state, and we need to do all we can to make sure that it continues to be robust, that it continues to grow, and that we continue to reduce our dependency on foreign oil. It's important to America. It's important to Iowa. And we must win this fight. Thank you very much.